With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Hundreds of students from around the state rallied Tuesday to demand the Montana legislature restore funding to the state's public colleges and universities. University of Montana student Hunter Losing's message to lawmakers was simple.
We cannot balance the budget on the backs of students. We need to tell them that we need courage and not cuts.
Courage, not cuts. That refrain was repeated by all the speakers who addressed the 100-plus people who attended UM's rally against higher ed budget cuts. It was one of eight such rallies held at public universities across the state at noon on Tuesday. Lawmakers are facing a shortfall in state revenue. To help balance the budget, a legislative subcommittee this winter voted to slash over $23 million from the Office of Higher Education's proposed 2018-2019 budget. Lawmakers have since restored roughly half that amount. That's cold comfort to UM student body president Sam Forstag, who wonders about the $11 million still missing from the university system's budget.
$11 million, if you were to balance that entirely on the backs of students, not even counting, you know, shortfalls we might have elsewhere, that could be 11% tuition increase. That's $700, $800 for students here at the university.
And that, Forstag predicts, would have a devastating impact on enrollment numbers. Low enrollment is an ongoing problem at UM. School officials expect the student population to remain at roughly 11,000 for the next 2 years or so. And even if that pans out, UM will need fewer faculty and staff. Again, UM student body leader Sam Forstag.
I can tell you there are a lot of students out there that are one, you know, blown head gasket or something away from not being able to enroll full-time in classes next year. And so if we want our students to be able to keep finishing in 4 years and get to classes and being able to get to the financial aid desk because there are enough staff members there and being able to afford it, the last thing we should do right now is slash funding for higher education in our state.
UM junior Jemison Nave agrees. Nave says those legislative budget cuts must be fully restored.
There are professors I haven't had yet that could be gone by the time my next semester rolls around here, and I don't want to see them gone, and I don't want to pay more money than I have to for my tuition.
Restoring full funding to Montana's higher ed system may be a tough sell in the legislature. Lawmakers Tuesday rejected a request to add $20 million to the Commissioner of Higher Education's proposed budget over the next 2 years. The Republican majority insists they will not go above the $11 million that's already been restored to the Commissioner's budget in the House. But there's still just over a month before the legislature is scheduled to adjourn, and that means there's still plenty of time for legislative horse trading over what finally ends up in the budget bill. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.